finished with Central Indiana. Let's get more on that now with Sharon Allset this morning. Good morning.
Nope, not by a bit, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The roads range from icy to crusty to slushy this morning with the sleet and ice that built up overnight. Road crews are out and the driving is tolerable. But meteorologist Crystal Pettit with the National Weather Service says it is not over.
People will be wondering perhaps this morning as they walk outside what's going on, because all we're getting right now is a little bit of freezing drizzle, and southern counties are getting a little bit of drizzle across the area, and that will be the case for the next few hours, possibly until early this afternoon. Late morning, early afternoon is when we should see that second wave come in, and that will be a much stronger and more intense wave than what we saw last night.
She expects an inch of ice today and tonight and an inch of snow tomorrow with winds up to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Only about 100 IPL customers are without power this morning. 13,000 Duke Energy customers are without, mainly in the Terre Haute and Vincennes areas. Tomorrow could be a different story with that. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow. This is affecting travel throughout the state and the Midwest. Some Indigo bus routes are affected, and there are many flight delays and cancellations. The weather has prompted some changes in today's funeral for IMPD officer David Moore. It will start an hour early at 10 o'clock this morning at Conseco Fieldhouse. While IMPD officers attend the funeral, officers from 20 other departments will fill in for them. Marion County Sheriff John Layton is in charge.
The uniform that arrives at your house may be a little different than what you're used to, but they are police officers, all of them very highly trained. They're just coming from different areas of Central Indiana to help out.
Because of the weather, there will be no lengthy procession to Crown Hill Cemetery. Officer Moore will be buried at a later date. He was shot in the line of duty last week. The Indiana House has approved a statewide smoking ban that includes exemptions for casinos, bars, clubs, and even nursing homes. The measure now goes to the Senate, where President Pro Tem David Long says there will be a hearing. Bill author Charlie Brown was again hoping for no conditions to be added to his proposal.
I know even the hospitality industry here in Indianapolis say that they are teetering on losing some conventions, and they have already seen evidence where conventioners come here and are shocked to find out that we still allow smoking in the bars.
Several House members said they don't agree with the vast exemptions in the bill and hope the Senate would remove the loopholes. Synthetic marijuana known as Spice or K2 would be banned under a bill that's won unanimous support with the Indiana House. The bill would treat possessing or dealing synthetic pot the same as the real drug. The Senate has approved a similar bill. Several Indiana counties have local ordinances banning the substance from stores. Substance has been blamed for adverse reactions such as increased heart rate and hallucinations. A federal judge has ruled a northern Indiana man charged with threatening Congressman Joe Donnelly and his staff must undergo a psychiatric examination to determine his competency to stand trial. The U.S. Attorney's Office says there is reasonable cause to believe 48-year-old Brett Keeling of Granger may have a mental disease. Again, many closings and cancellations today, including all Marion County Library branches, closed all day today. Some WFYI audio provided by our partners at Wish TV, 24-hour News 8. Now the forecast. We've got that winter storm warning in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Today, occasional freezing rain this morning, then freezing rain possibly mixed with sleet later today. Steady temperatures in the mid-20s. More freezing rain tonight with heavy rainfall at times, about an inch total accumulation, changing to snow early tomorrow morning, low tonight 22. About an inch of snow tomorrow with blustery winds, steady temperatures in the lower 20s, and then Thursday looks not too bad, mostly sunny with a high of 17. Right now, freezing drizzle, sleet, 24 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's almost 6:35 now. The Pacers got their first win under interim head coach Frank Vogel last night, but keep in mind, the 104-93 win came against Toronto. They've now lost 12 games in a row.